This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In, the podcast on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Network. How is everyone? I thank you for all of your questions and comments. I thank you for listening. I appreciate all of your questions and comments. I've got a few questions today. Let's see how many I'll actually get to. And to email your questions, email to radioprogram@AOL.com. radioprogram.aol.com. I've got a question from Dina. Dina writes, love your podcast. Thanks, Dina. Thank you for listening. Dina says, I've looked extensively and finally found only two manufacturers who make vitamin E with mixed tocopherol as well as tocotrienols. Is there a reason why most vitamin E's do not include tocotrienols? I don't believe everything I read on the web. You're right, Dina. You shouldn't believe everything. None of us should believe everything we read on the web. But Dina says that someone said tocotrienol should be taken separately from tocopherols. That's not necessarily the case. So answering the last question first. Because tocopherols and tocotrienols are all in the vitamin E family, and we're getting them somewhat together in our food, I don't believe they should be taken separately. Anyway, I will have to look into that, but let's talk about vitamin E. This is an extremely important antioxidant. It's one of the major ones, the fat-soluble ones, along with vitamin D, vitamin K, and vitamin A. The term vitamin E is actually referring to a family of eight related fat-soluble antioxidant compounds that are found mostly in plants. Now, the tocopherol and the tocotrienol subfamilies are each composed of alpha, beta, gamma, and delta fractions, and they each have unique biological effects. If you ever go and look at Life Extension, I love Life Extension magazine. I love their website. They've got some good scholarly research there. And I'm reading some of this to you from Life Extension. Now, the different ratios of these compounds, the alpha, beta, gamma, delta of the tocopherol and tocotrienol families are found in different parts of the plant. The green parts of the plant will contain mostly alpha-tocopherol, which is what you primarily find in a supplement. You see a lot of alpha-tocopherol. And the seed, germ, and bran portions of the plant contain mostly the tocotrienol. So, you know, in the plant, we've got the happy marriage of these subfamilies of the tocopherol and tocotrienol families. So along with other nutrients, tocopherols and tocotrienols are concentrated in the bran layers of, for example, the grain rye, and are only present in very, very low levels in the endosperm, the flour, the starchy part of rye. Tocopherols are also present in tea, like mint teas, algae, okay? And one or more members of the vitamin E family will enhance immune function, help maintain healthy cognitive function. It can help promote a healthy nervous system and the retina of the eye. It can maintain healthy platelet aggregation. We need help. We need a good amount of platelets in our blood. Act as a free radical scavenger, as we well know, and help to maintain cell integrity and help with the effects of aging. Now, according to University of California study, and it was probably the first ones that showed us this, alpha-tocopherol, which is the regular vitamin E that you find in a supplement, displaces critically important gamma-tocopherol in the body. And while alpha-tocopherol inhibits free radical production, it's gamma-tocopherol that's required to trap and neutralize existing free radicals. So you want a vitamin E supplement that contains gamma E. Now, the gamma-tocopherols. Gamma-tocopherol is one of the most critically important forms of vitamin E if you're seeking optimal health benefits. In fact, the research reveals that the combination of alpha and gamma tocopherol supplements appears to be superior to either supplementation alone on biomarkers of oxidative stress and inflammatory factors. So, very important to find a vitamin E supplement that has both, not just alpha, but gamma tocopherols. And unfortunately, a lot of vitamin E supplements contain little, if any, gamma tocopherol. They instead rely on alpha-tocopherol as the primary ingredient. And there's an explanation for this. I've read, it was on a particular nutraceutical website. I don't remember which. It might have been Integrative Therapeutics. It might have been Thorne. One of the nutraceuticals that we really, really like. One of the scientists does claim that because alpha-tocopherol is the most bioavailable, it's almost preferred by the body, that's why it's mainly in a lot of supplements. However, it's the gamma-tocopherol, not the alpha form, that quenches peroxynitrite. That's a free radical that plays a major role in the development of age-related decline. Tocotrienols have shown superior action in maintaining arterial health. And a team of Asian scientists showed this class of nutrients, which are difficult to obtain in sufficient qualities through dietary sources alone, may provide superior support in maintaining triglyceride levels already within the healthy range in aging individuals. And that just 120 milligrams per day of gamma delta tocotrienols induced a 28% decline in triglyceride levels in blood after just 1 month of use. This nutrient is so effective because of its structure of double bonds, making it a great scavenger of free radicals. But you know, the best way, in my opinion, to lower your triglycerides, even if they are in the healthy range, which a lot of laboratories will say under 150 in your triglycerides is fine. We really like to see it under 100 or even under 80. And the best way to reduce your triglycerides is to lower your consumption of carbohydrates, the refined carbohydrates, sugar. And I'll tell you something else. Alcohol is a huge culprit in raising triglyceride levels. You may be eating well on a low-carb diet, but if you're imbibing or over-imbibing more than you should, more than a drink a day, that is, your triglyceride levels will go up. So, and as I said in my last podcast, triglyceride levels also tend to go up in the summer when we're indulging more in fructose-containing foods like fruits, fresh fruits, juices, and smoothies. So, little known benefits of tocotrienols from life extension. Now, researchers have found that tocotrienols given to mice with pancreatic cancer significantly improve their survival. Only 10% of animals in the control group survived for the study period, while 70% of those taking tocotrienol survived. Wow. 70% of those taking tocotrienol survived, and only 10% of the animals in the control group, which were given nothing, you understand, survived. And because, you know, pancreatic cancer is lethal, along with liver cancers, in that they're fast-moving, it's a promising new treatment option using tocotrienols. And tocotrienols have also been found to promote new artery formation after a stroke. It can help to lower homocysteine levels, which is terrific, because for those of you taking the B vitamins, such as in Methylguard Plus, you know, B6, B12, folate, and if you need additional help in lowering your homocysteine because it's not doing the job, you can add to your supplement regimen some healthy tocotrienols. Tocotrienols can also improve insulin sensitivity, protect brain circuitry, and even help to prevent bone loss. So, in addition, the tocotrienols have powerful lipid-lowering, anti-cancer, and neuroprotective properties that tocopherols lack. So, where are we going to find these wonderful subfamilies, the tocopherols, the tocotrienols? Are you eating sunflower seeds? Are you eating almonds, Swiss chard, avocado, spinach? You're getting these subfamilies of vitamin E. You want some additional insurance? Take some gamma E. Add it to your regimen. Now, for many years, and you've even heard Dr. Hoffman and I speak of in recent years when studies saying vitamin E has no effect or it might have a detrimental effect. Well, for many years, studies of vitamin E produced inconsistent results regarding its effect on cancer. And we now know that this inconsistency was likely due to the widespread use of alpha tocopherol alone in many of these studies. And we know that alpha tocopherol has only very weak anti-cancer activities, while tocotrienols are more potent cancer preventive agents. And in addition, as I said just earlier, alpha tocopherol takes the place of the gamma tocopherol. You need gamma tocopherol. So these subfamilies are very, very important. The proposed mechanism of tocotrienols in cancer prevention, they impact several factors that tumors need for their development and growth. Tocotrienols have been shown to inhibit angiogenesis, that is, inhibit the growth of new blood vessels that rapidly growing tumors need and depend on, and that's how they grow and metastasize. So tocotrienols can inhibit that vascular network called angiogenesis that tumors rely on for their growth. But did you know that tocotrienols also sensitize cancer cells to the effects of chemotherapy and appear capable of combating cancer stem cells, which are highly resistant to standard chemotherapy and can contribute to the recurrence of cancer? They also blunt the impact of chemical carcinogens in animal studies. These tocotrienols also trigger apoptosis. Apoptosis, or apoptosis, as some people pronounce it. I may be pronouncing it wrong. So this is programmed cell death. All of our cells grow, they work, they die. This is programmed cell death. That's what's supposed to happen. A cancer cell does not die. It transforms and becomes immortal. That is nearly the definition of cancer. So tocotrienols trigger programmed cell death the way it's naturally supposed to occur. So apoptosis is also vital in shrinking existing tumors, a factor that may account for the growing use of tocotrienols, whether alone or with conventional chemotherapy drugs in patients who have cancer. Tocotrienols also have another mechanism for fighting cancer. They block an enzyme that cancer cells need for invasion and metastases. This enzyme, called HMG-CoA reductase, it's the same enzyme that's blocked by statin drugs to help lower cholesterol. In fact, the combination of tocotrienols with the statin drug Lipitor was recently shown to greatly inhibit cancer cell growth. This is interesting. That was recent. I'm not a fan of statins, but in somebody with an existing cancer, the double whammy of some tocotrienols and statin therapy is something that you should talk with your doctor and oncologist about. So, typical vitamin E supplements, as we know, contain only alpha-tocopherol, which is the best-known member of the eight-member family of the vitamin E family. But the tocopherols, while they're very important, they lack some of the additional benefits offered by their cousins, their relatives, the tocotrienols. By virtue of small but important differences, tocotrienols can get more involved in profound biological processes, such as modulating gene expression, regulating some vital enzyme functions. Tocotrienols have potent anti-cancer, anti-diabetes abilities, and can protect bones. And it's now apparent that studies showing little or no effect from vitamin E supplementation, these studies that you're hearing about in the news saying vitamin E not worthy of its stuff, or vitamin E does not help, or vitamin D, E may even be dangerous, they fail because those researchers or those studies only included the use of alpha-tocopherol rather than using the whole family of tocopherols and tocotrienols. And this is what's important. So, it was very interesting finding to me that the tocotrienols can reduce blood levels of homocysteine. Homocysteine, as you know, is an independent risk factor for cardiovascular disease, stroke, bone fracture, and dementia. And here's what scientists have done. They used a tocotrienol-rich fraction in a rat study to reduce plasma homocysteine and oxidative stress. They found that it proved more powerful than folate, which is the standard homocysteine-reducing vitamin. So again, this is worth reiterating. For those of you who are already taking high doses of folate, B12, B6, trimethylglycine, even SAMe, all of these things, and it's still not bringing you under a homocysteine level of, say, 9 or 8, you may need the addition of tocotrienols to bring down your homocysteine the rest of the way. And in rabbits, tocotrienol supplementation after a high-fat diet significantly reduced a host of markers of both inflammation and heart muscle damage. And as you know, in rabbits, they don't typically consume a high-fat diet. Anyway, so these tocotrienols also can help protect against ischemia. If a blood vessel becomes blocked, tocotrienols can offer potent resistance to the loss of blood flow known as ischemia, which is generally involved in heart attack or stroke. So, this was actually demonstrated in a study of rabbits in which supplementation not only lowered their lipids, but protected their heart muscle from damage by ischemia induced in the laboratory. This was especially true of alpha and gamma tocotrienol, which reduced the area of heart muscle damage significantly. So acute ischemic stroke remains a leading cause of death and disability worldwide. And oral tocotrienols have been shown to protect against and minimize stroke-related brain damage in animal models. So the tocotrienols also work by slowing the conversion of arachidonic acid, which is the most abundant brain fatty acid, into pro-inflammatory molecules, thereby reducing the inflammation that arises after an acute stroke. Hey, then in my opinion, vitamin E therapy needs to happen, especially after a stroke. Tocotrienols reduce the effect of specific oxidant damage inducing molecules in brain tissue, and it increases the recruitment of arterioles to rapidly restore blood flow to areas injured by stroke. So as we can see, the vitamin E, your vitamin E supplement, besides eating foods like spinach, avocado, almonds, Swiss chard, sunflower seeds, you're getting all of these in a nice healthy bowl of salad and hopefully as standard produce in your diet. So continue eating these foods and take a supplement that has the well-rounded subfamilies of vitamin E, not just alpha tocopherol, but gamma tocopherols and also the tocotrienols. Thank you for your question, Dina, and I thank you for joining me in another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.